podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
My niece and nephews are doing something to me, and I don't know if this is like normal baby behavior or like they're plotting against me. We got three, y'all. We got triplets. I don't know if like this is like they're just turning against me at this point. This is getting weird at this point, all right? If you don't know, my sister just had triplets about a year and a half now. We just got back from a trip with them, and I don't know anything about babies. I know nothing about babies, but I feel like at this point, at a year and a half, they're smart enough to grasp some things, right? They're starting to talk. They're starting to walk. And this is my, what, fifth or sixth time now hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as their uncle, as their godfather, I feel like they should know me pretty well at this point, right? So,
but you don't live in the same place as them.
I don't. So they live in Knoxville. I usually see them when I'm in Atlanta. We all get together at my family's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went down to go visit them for a couple of days over the weekend for Father's Day. And I walk in. So it's my whole extended family is there. And they see my mom and they're so excited to see my mom. Oh, and they see my dad. They're so excited to see my dad.
Yeah.
And they see my brother, who they see almost as much as they see me. And they're so excited to see him. And they see literally everybody.
Yeah.
And then they see me, who they've seen literally just about as much as my dad and my brother.
Just about. Okay.
And right, y'all, right, they look at me like they have never seen my face ever in the history of time.
Okay.
Like their faces drop. Like they're like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, hang on.
Yeah, they're like, who is this guy? Is he delivering the mail or what's going on? Yeah.
Like they act like they've never
seen
me.
Amazon, new toys? Let me see.
Like they come in so excited to see, you know, like my mom, so excited to see my dad,
yeah,
so excited to see my brother, so excited to see my brother's husband, so excited to see everybody. Mm-hmm. They get to me in the line. They're like, huh? And I'm like, wait a minute. How much money and time and like FaceTime and like have we spent doing this whole rigmarole? You guys are now like 18 months old and now y'all gonna act like you have no idea who I am? And like that was honestly, it was like a little disheartening because I'm like, y'all literally have no clue who I am at this point.
Yeah.
Like when does this kick in that like y'all gonna remember me? Because I feel like I put a lot of effort in. I feel like I'm like putting a lot of time and a lot of effort in. Like it takes a lot of time to like go down there to see them and like,
yeah,
a lot of effort to like FaceTime and everything else.
Dude, you can't have beef with 1.5-year-old triplets.
I'm kind of beefing with the triplets.
You kind of
right
can't have beef with them, dude.
I'm like,
what's the deal?
There's like a little bit of animosity.
They're like growing, you know. They've barely been on this planet for like a year and a half.
It's like
you
a real question.
Beef with them.
It's a real question, though. It's like, did you ever go through a phase with a baby where they like just don't remember you? And like, because I know you have nieces.
Yes.
And like, was that a thing where like your nieces just like didn't remember who you were?
No.
Okay.
But here's the deal.
I'm like, they remember everyone else, but they literally look at me. And it took me, it's literally that I was there for 2.5 days in Atlanta with them. And
yeah.
At the very end, I'm like, they finally like came around. I'm like, I'm going to leave
again.
Which
is cool. But here, some things that I have witnessed, like I have had cousins and nieces and nephews who haven't necessarily like bonded with certain family members right away. And these are family members that live in the same place with them and are seeing them consistently, right?
Yeah.
So I do think you have to give yourself a little grace and you can't have so much beef because you've only, like you said, you've seen them. You've actually seen them physically like 5 times, right?
Yeah.
And these babies are, they're just figuring out how to like be a human and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They're learning how to walk, you know what I mean?
Right.
They have a lot of other things that they're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can take it too personally.
I'm taking it a little personal.
And I think I've seen like cousins and nieces and nephews and stuff, and there's literally no reason. Sometimes kids, they just have beef. They're just kind of like, I don't know you, and maybe I'm not vibing with you right now. And it's just, you got to let them figure it out. It doesn't mean it's going to last forever. And also, you can't be mad because like you don't know how much the triplets are like on FaceTime with other family members. Like you don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? So maybe the solution can be you call them more often. Maybe if you want them to know what you look like and your face and all that kind of stuff, maybe make it a point to call them at least once a week. You know what I mean?
I've just decided no more gifts. No more gifts until.
So this is definitely not the way that you're going to squash the beef. It looks like you want the beef to live on.
Have you considered being more memorable? Like, maybe you need
better gifts.
Have, like, a special song you sing every time you see him on FaceTime. Like, it's your Uncle Crames. You better not forget. Next time I see you.
I need a jingle they can sing.
You need a jingle.
I don't know. There you go.
I don't know, man. It's disheartening. Yep.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.